Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
What do you do to change when dishonesty has become a way of life? When it's just as easy for you to look someone in the eye and lie as it is to breathe or sleep? To the Corinthians, who knew something firsthand about dishonesty and deceit, Paul wrote, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come." In God's sight, conversion makes you a new person. Yet the fact remains that the ongoing change in your life, the result of God's Holy Spirit working within, takes time. Conversion isn't an instant transformation from dishonesty to moral perfection. My experience in working with people who have made lying an integral part of their life is that this habit can be broken, but it requires work. It isn't something that instantly gets fixed. When you recognize that lying is wrong and you want to see that habit broken, you can find God's help and you can change. Interested in knowing how? Try these guidelines. Guideline number one, what God commands, He will give you power to perform. It is here that God expects certain things. When Paul wrote to new believers in the city of Colossae, he said, "Don't lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its Creator." Paul is really saying, you used to do this all the time. Lying was a bad habit, but now stop lying to each other and be renewed in the image of Christ. Guideline number two, realize that dishonesty is a habit which you can break. When you become a Christian, God's Holy Spirit comes to take up residence in your life. You used to lie without giving the truth a thought. Now you hear a voice saying, "That's not the way it is." Insight. Stifling the voice of conscience only allows the chains of dishonesty to shackle you further. Guideline number three. Understand that honesty should not be an option, but a constant decision. Okay, for you, lying has been like breathing. That has to be history. You need to make the conscious decision, with God's help, I'm going to tell the truth. You've made the decision, but it has to be reaffirmed constantly. It is a day-by-day commitment, and even more probable, an hour-by-hour, possibly a minute-by-minute commitment. Don't be deceived by thinking, "Well, it won't matter this time." I think of that bit of wisdom which says, "The chains of habit are too small to be felt until they are too great to be broken." That's often true, but with God's help, you can make honesty a decision, a way of life, which you continue to affirm. Guideline number four. When you fall back into that old habit of dishonesty, confess it as sin and go back and make it right. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins. Now you may be thinking, people won't respect me if I correct wrong impressions or admit that I was lying. To the contrary, they may be surprised, perhaps even shocked, but they will admire you for having the courage to confront, confess, and do right. Honesty is a way of life which God honors. Making that decision and reaffirming it brings great rewards. The reward of a clear conscience and the knowledge that you are right with God and your fellow man. It's the only way to go.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.